Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
This is Sonnet 116 by William Shakespeare. Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love which alters when it alteration finds, or bends with the remover to remove. Oh no, it is an ever-fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. It is the star to every wandering bark, whose worth's unknown, although his height be taken. Love's not time's fool, though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come. Love alters not with his brief hours and weeks, but bears it out even to the edge of doom. If this be error and upon me proved, I never writ, nor no man ever loved. Nice words, but look, I didn't understand a word of it. In fact, yesterday when I read my first sonnet, somebody texted and say, guess what, Sammy J? Your old drama teacher, Mr. Mackey, is currently teaching sonnets. This is true. So I thought, you know what? He used to put me to work in the classroom. I'm going to put him to work. I need someone to take me through Shakespeare's sonnets. I need someone to tell it to me quick.
Tell it to me.
Sam Mackey is head of drama at my old stomping ground, Peninsula Grammar. Good morning, Sam. Welcome back.
Good morning, Sammy. What a lovely reading of the sonnet.
Well, yeah, but you know what? I don't understand a thing. I mean, how hard is it for you as a teacher trying to get students interested in those sort of words?
Well, see, as a drama teacher, as you'd know, I'm more fond of dealing with the play, but I've had to learn how to deliver the sonnet to Year 8 boys, which has been a most exciting challenge.
And how do you even get them and the girls, I assume, interested?
Well, the girls, too, are also interested. I just happen to have a set of boys this year. look, I think the exciting thing about sonnets is actually it kind of works against what we think with teenagers in that it's an amazing set of rules. Like when you tell someone that you've got 140 syllables to play with, okay, that every 10 syllables has to have the same pattern, that every second line has to rhyme, three quatrains, two rhyming couplets, and you tell them to write the tiniest sort of story or idea in that, they kind of respect that. They go, wow, that's something impressive if a man can do that not one but 154 times or however many times he did it.
That's so. I'm this stupid that I didn't realise that. So are the sonnets all the exact same form and length?
He is writing to a very tight box, yes. So, yes, 10 syllables to a line. There's a lovely thing called an iamb. And look, there are people that can explain this better than me. But an iamb is two lovely syllables, one stressed, one unstressed, but in the opposite order. So our name, so something like Macbeth, okay, has that emphasis on the second syllable. So that's a nice iamb. What? Five of those to every line. 14 lines. I mean, rhyme lines 1 and 3, 2 and 4, 5 and 7, 6 and 8, 9 and 11, 10 and 12, and then rhyme the last two together just to round it off.
This is delving dangerously close to a maths class now, and, you know, that's not my strength. Hey,
it's a long way from my classroom, believe me.
Tell me, Sam, what stage of his career did the bard write these sonnets? Were they littered right throughout it? Was it like his Twitter, or was it all focused on one era?
There is more conjecture about his sonnets than almost anything else. They weren't written as a collection, so they were collected well after his career was sort of near an end. So they don't really know. It's not like they were written in that order. Okay, none of them have titles. They even question who they're written to, because there's very few of them have specific name references. And there's all sorts of consideration of writing to a young man, writing to a dark lady, writing to this. But a lot of theory says that he was writing to all, like each one needs to be considered on its own. And so people suggest over a 40-year period these could have been written.
I'm chatting right now to a man who has been, well, perhaps enjoying Shakespeare for over a 40-year period, Sam Mackey, my old drama teacher. Sam, I had you on for World Teachers Day last year where I just, you know, talked about your influence on me, but now I'm putting you to work, man. This is brilliant. This is for all the homework
tasks. I was just hoping this was another World Teachers Day, Sammy.
You've got a favourite sonnet yourself?
I actually do. It's 138, but can I tell people, don't try and race through a whole lot of sonnets. One a night, slowly absorb, etc. Okay, so it's not like so. Pick one.
Enjoy your sonnets in moderation. You know,
Yes, they've got to be done slowly. So whilst this is a speedy lesson, a sonnet is a beautifully slow thing.
Have you got a few lines? Can I put you on the spot?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Here we go. Off memory, of course. when my love swears that she is made of truth, I do believe her, though I know she lies, that she might think me some untutored youth, unlearned in the world's false subtleties. Thus vainly thinking that she thinks me young, although she knows my days are past to the best, simply I credit her false-speaking tongue. On both sides thus is simple truth suppressed. Wherefore says she not she is unjust? And wherefore say not I that I am old? Love's best habit is in seeming trust, and age in love loves not to have years told. Therefore I lie with her, and she with me, and in our faults by lies we flattered be.
Oh, Sam Mackey, my gosh, you have just set the bar very high for Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton when he comes on to read a sonnet of his own.
Oh, I think he knows how to impress publicly. I think he'll do well.
I challenge you to tell it to us quick. I've just learnt more about sonnets than I ever did at school or as an adult. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
It's always a pleasure talking to you, Sammy.
Sam Mackey there, dramaturg himself, performer himself, and drama teacher himself down on the peninsula.